Haiti is bracing itself for the fourth major storm in less than a month as Tropical Storm Ike advances from the east. More than 200 people have already died, and the United Nations is warning that more than 500,000 people are in need of emergency assistance after storms Fay, Gustav and Hannah battered the island.
Because Tropical Storm Hannah hit the island without warning, most people did not have time to evacuate to shelters. Instead, hundreds of people spent days on their rooftops enduring torrential rain while waiting for help to arrive. The area around the northern city of Gonaives is particularly vulnerable because it is very low-lying.
Mudslides are also a danger in a country where 98% of the forest cover has been destroyed. Cutting down trees to make charcoal to sell for fuel is the last resort for many rural Haitians who have no other income between harvests. Alan Isaac is on the ground in Haiti for Catholic Relief Services.
The situation remains very critical, and it's only in the last, say, 24 hours, we're beginning to get a little bit better information about the true effect. We know that many, many people have lost their homes, have damaged homes, have been displaced from their homes, and are in need of food and water. The city of Gonaives was affected. In addition, there's significant damage in southern Haiti, especially along the southern coast of the southern peninsula of Haiti. Also, the central plateau of Haiti was experienced significant flooding. So there are many people outside of Gonaives who are also severely affected, both in urban areas and in rural areas. As of yesterday, I can see that the death toll is clearly rising. The number I heard was about 160 people who have been killed between Gustav and Hannah.